This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, July 10th. God's word to you today is Son versus Servant. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 4 verse 7 from the New King James Version, and it says, "Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." A servant feels accepted and appreciated based on what he does. A child, on the other hand, is accepted and appreciated based on who he is. A servant is accepted and appreciated based on his workmanship. A son is accepted and appreciated based on his relationship. When a servant walks into the door of the house, he relates to the environment based on his assignment, based on his workmanship. So he is putting things in order because that is his duty. When a child enters the house, he relates with the environment based on his relationship with his parents. Even if the child will put the house in order, it is because it will make his father happy. There's a huge difference. A servant is accepted and appreciated based on his productivity, whereas a son is accepted and appreciated based on his identity. The servant works harder so that he can produce more and reap the reward of getting promoted, and there is nothing wrong with promotion. But a son feels secure and accepted based on his identity and not productivity. The servant may be productive, but that is not where he derives his acceptance from. He derives his acceptance and appreciation from his identity. The two are miles apart. A servant is accepted and appreciated based on his contribution. A son is accepted and appreciated based on his position, not his contribution. So even though a servant is performing, working, producing, and contributing, a servant is still not an heir and therefore will inherit nothing. But guess what? Even before a child can walk, work, perform, produce, or contribute, the child is an heir. Everything the father owns belongs to the child. So you need to make the shift. Are you relating as a child, or are you relating as a servant? Have you heard children say to their parents, particularly in the heat of an argument, "This is my father's house. You go to your own father's house." And they are serious, because when it comes to a child, he owns it. But even though a servant builds it, he does not own it. Let us pray. Father, in line with your word, I align with you as a child and not as a slave. And as your child, I will receive everything you have promised your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.